Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Our next guest, Bella Blake's, her content on TikTok has attracted over 350,000 followers and 9.3 million likes. That's a lot of likes, isn't it? After revealing her story online, she now shares other stories to raise awareness and get advice and support while keeping them anonymous. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, have a quick listen to this.
My husband has applied to be one of the 1,000 guys in that girl's video. You know the video that I'm talking about where she bangs 1,000 guys in one day? Yeah, he applied to do that. He went and got an STD screening. He's been emailing with the company, like trying to set it up, schedule so that he can fly in and bang her for his, you know, minute and 30 seconds, because I know how long it takes for him to get off. It's not like he's going to be in there for very long. What has the world come to where you are having other people's husbands fly to you to sleep with you for one video with 1,000 guys? 1,000 guys. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm done with him. Like, screw him 100%, but also screw you. Like, you don't check to see that these men are single? That should be like a screener. Are you married? Is this going to ruin your marriage? Is your wife going to sue me? Because I am. I am going to sue you for alienation of affection. I'm coming after you.
Well, there you go. That gives you an idea. It's entertaining apart from anything else. That gives you an idea what Bella Blake does on TikTok. And she joins me now. Bella, hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I have to say, I find that deeply entertaining apart from anything else, because I do know the video you're talking about. I do know this girl who's planning on sleeping with 1,000 guys. I don't know what that's all about, and I'm sure her parents are real proud of her. In saying that, I mean, you deal with all of these problems on your TikTok page.
Yes, I get tons of wild stories all the time.
That's just wild that some guy is actually going, has got himself screened for STDs, and he's going to fly somewhere just to have sex with this girl who wants to have this gangbang, essentially, for whatever it is, 1.5 minutes. That's just crazy.
Right. And what are you going to do with that? Put it on your resume?
Absolutely. I was part of the 1,000 gangbang. That should go down as a credit.
Right. I would not want to put that on my resume. I would not want anyone to know that.
I mean, is that one of the wildest stories you've had, or have you had weirder ones than that? I mean, this all comes down to marriage breakups, domestic violence, all of this kind of stuff, which you deal with on a regular basis on your TikTok, which is huge, by the way. You must be blown away by the reaction you're getting. 9.3 million likes at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, I get some really crazy ones. I think my most viral was one twin got pregnant with the other twin's husband. And then there was another one that the husband got not only the wife pregnant, but her best friend and her little sister. The cheating ones go viral pretty often, but there's a lot of crazy ones on there.
God, I can tell you what, I must start looking at your TikTok more often. It would be great for our talk show. Some of the topics that you cover would be great for this show. We could really get the callers going on it. I mean, a lot of it sort of surrounds itself around cheating. I mean, infidelity is one of the biggest problems, I suppose, in relationships. And then people reach out to you looking for advice. Well, your TikTok followers.
Definitely. I think I started posting... I reenacted some really awful things that happened to me and my reaction to it, such as my husband gave me his ex-fiance's engagement ring.
Wow.
And I just thought it was for fun. I just sent it to a friend. I thought no one was going to see it. And then one day it had 1 million views. Mm-hmm. And after that, everyone asked me to tell their story because I think it's embarrassing. I would be embarrassed if this was happening to me. I probably wouldn't be posting it on social media so openly. Mm-hmm. But people want to get their story out there. They want to have their side of the story heard. So I do that for them.
It's like on Ozark recently, didn't the guy give the girl an engagement ring, which was made from the ashes of his dead mother? And I went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I had somebody on the air here a while ago, by the way, who had the ashes of their dog tattooed into their skin. And I go,
ooh, yeah. Yikes.
So they got mix it with the ink or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, so I digress. I mean, they would be some of the weirdest ones. What are the more unusual ones? I mean, do people, is it just about cheating, generally speaking? Is that the kind of main crux of it? Or is it just crazy stories?
The main crux is really kind of abuse and talking about abuse in a form that's not just physical. When I was married in an abusive relationship, I thought it's just abuse. It's just when it becomes physical, that's when it's abuse. Mm-hmm. But it's emotional, it's cheating, it's manipulation, it's being lied to. And there's so many scenarios where that happens. It's not just your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband. It's your mother-in-law. It's your best friend. It's, you know, your coworker,
yeah,
who will openly do horrible things to you. And that's really, I share a lot of different stories. The cheating ones really are the most viral. People get up in arms about them very quickly.
Yeah.
I do all kinds.
Yeah. The world has changed so much since social media. And I suppose social media has opened us up to a whole load of new problems, including bullying online and cheating online as well. I mean, the other thing is big thing as well is catfishing. Of course, we've seen so much of that recently too. So I'm sure you get some of those every now and again, too.
I do. I think the one about Bonnie Blue, the 1,000 guys, the thing that made people really angry was that I brought up a law that's common here in the United States, especially in the southern United States, called alienation of affection, where you can sue the person who cheated with your spouse and get money out of them for cheating with your spouse.
Is that actually a law? Is that a thing?
Yes, especially here. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, so the southern part of the United States takes cheating very seriously. So you can sue the other person who slept with your husband or your wife. And then additionally, when you go through a divorce in Tennessee, if your spouse has cheated, they automatically lose the right to any
property. I couldn't agree with that more. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Everything. They lose everything.
Yeah, but they broke a contract. They've broke a contract. When you marry somebody, you sign a contract. You're literally signing a contract to be exclusive to them, unless you have a prior arrangement, to be exclusive to them. If you break that contract, well, that's, you're done. You shouldn't get a bean.
Yeah, and here in the South, it's so serious. It could be texting somebody. You don't even have to meet them. It can just be inappropriate conversations. When the plumber comes over to my house, I leave the door open so my neighbors know nothing funny is going on.
What, like, in case they see you opening the door to him and welcoming him in the door?
Yeah. Just leave the door open. I'll have a neighbor come over and hang out with me so that there's not even an inkling that something funny is going on.
Wow.
With anybody.
Now that's a bit much, maybe. that seems a little bit too cautious, to be honest with you. But I do agree with the idea of cheating and obviously suing. Now, I'm assuming to sue somebody, you would have to prove that the mistress or whatever the male version of a mistress is called, gigolo of some description, you'd have to prove that they knew the person was married in the first place or in a relationship.
Yes, I think when you go down to the actual court, you do have to prove they knew. And that could be as simple as my husband, he might have taken his wedding ring off, but he tans very easily, and so there was still a ring line.
Oh,
I mean,
right, okay.
You know,
what about the girl? What about the girl who's sleeping with 1,000 guys? She probably isn't asking them if they're married or not. She doesn't even know. She's just lying there.
Well, I mean, I think it depends. It's also, you know, cross country. This woman was obviously very upset when she messaged me, and I just relay the message. Of course, you can sue anybody for anything. It doesn't mean you're going to win.
No.
So
this is true.
Go for it. But I don't know that she'd win that.
Some of them now, of course, for some people, that's quite lighthearted. But some of the ones are a lot more serious. I suppose they involve real domestic violence, which is a huge problem in society at the moment, domestic violence. So certainly something we're learning a lot more about because people are very much open about talking about it nowadays.
Right. I think with my videos, I do stray away from physical and sexual abuse simply because it's, one, not really allowed on TikTok. The videos get banned and my account gets in trouble. And then additionally, everyone kind of, that's what they go to and think of. Mm-hmm. But when I was in my abuse, my ex-husband, when I was in a relationship with him and he would you know, steal money from me. He would take my credit card and he would run my credit card up. I didn't think of that as financial abuse, but it was. He put me into debt without telling me. And had I known at 19 when I first got married that somebody stealing your credit card and running up your account was not a normal part of marriage, I probably would have left him many years sooner than I did.
Well, I suppose when you're in a marriage, particularly your first marriage, and you're in love and all that kind of stuff, you don't really know what's normal and what's not normal, I suppose. So
right.
You think that's kind of that's what it's meant to be like. I'm meant to be able to put up with that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Those red flags, you just kind of walk past them and you're like, oh, I'm just at the carnival. Like, it's just a bunch of red flags. It's going to be fun. But you don't think I'm in big danger here. Yeah. And it wasn't, I think we were 3-4 years into our marriage before he ever physically hurt me. And those 3-4 years were extremely abusive just in emotional, psychological, and financial ways.
Which could do a lot more damage than somebody physically hurting you sometimes. I mean, I don't want to bring back bad memories for you, but when the first time that he physically hurt you or hit you, what was that like? Is that when you realized and kind of everything else in the past sort of came back to you and you went, oh, that was that. This is all about, was all about leading up to this point.
Right. You know, the crazy thing was the first time that he physically hurt me, I had been in a car accident and I had hurt my arm and I came back home. I was telling him about it and he grabbed my arm and said, does it hurt? Does it hurt? And he kept squeezing it and twisting it behind my back until I was crying.
Why?
And I thought, what's going on? And it came out of left field. And I thought that must be just like a bad day, a fluke, because he's never done that before. And not 6 months later, he was taking, I don't know if you guys have this in the UK, but something called a stun gun. It's like a taser.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I was 6 months pregnant. He took it and put it to my stomach and stunned me.
Oh, no.
And that's what, it wasn't until then I was like, oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to die if I stay in this relationship. I have to leave. So,
and was that decision, really was the decision, leave. I was going to say, was that decision to leave easy? Because sometimes people can feel somewhat trapped in a relationship psychologically.
Yeah. I mean, it took me, I want to say almost an entire year of planning and plotting and hiding away money and like scheming to like, I created my own business that was totally separate. He didn't even know about it. I planned to find a house to get away from him, all sorts of things. It was crazy for an entire year. And at that time he was having an affair and I literally would be like, you should just go to her house and see her and stay with her. And I would do secret things while he was having an affair with somebody else. And it took a whole year for me to get everything together to be able to leave safely with my two children.
Wow. Wow. And did he, and what was his response when you eventually left? Did he beg for you to come back?
Oh, yes. I mean, he came to the house that I was at, begged me to get back together with him. He said that he would refuse to divorce me, which is really funny. I can divorce if I want to.
Yeah.
He said that I couldn't have a Valentine for Valentine's Day. He's like, you have to be my Valentine.
Wow.
Begged me to get back together with him, hands and knees, begged me to sleep with him again, begged to have another baby with him. And I just was like, get out, leave. And eventually I got a restraining order and that was kind of the end of it. And I haven't heard from him in several years.
Hey, he's a keeper. All right. Isn't it? Sounds like you dodged a bullet there. I can tell you. And I'm delighted you got away. I'm delighted you got away from that relationship, but certainly it would damage you. Those kind of relationships can be very damaging emotionally and psychologically on somebody for a long, long time.
Absolutely. It took a lot. I mean, definitely about 3-4 years of intense therapy and working on myself, because I'm the problem, not in the sense that I would hurt somebody else, but in the sense that I didn't see any of those red flags and think that that was weird. So I worked on myself and it took probably 3 or 4 years before I was ready to have a healthy relationship after that.
So how is everything now? Have you found the new love of your life, or are you?
I believe I have. I'm actually here with his mother-in-law, their side of the family. We're visiting for Thanksgiving this this holiday season.
Oh, well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I wish we had a Thanksgiving over here. It's a wonderful celebration, by the way. I wish we had it here in Ireland. I just love celebrations. getting back to your TikTok, you must be blown away by the success of your TikTok page, by the way.
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, really kind of shot up there. I had, I want to say, a couple thousand followers. And after my first video, I got 60,000 followers overnight. And then it just continued from there on. And I usually put out 10 to 15 stories a week, at least, if not more. And some of them go super viral. I think my most viral has 20 million views.
Mm-hmm.
And some much less than that. It just depends on everything. But it was shocking, truly, that people were interested and wanted me to do this.
And by the way, do you make much money? I hear about creators on TikTok, you know, making a few quid. We call it quid, by the way. Bucks is what you would say. TikTok too do pay, don't they, when you start doing well?
They can. It's kind of complicated. And I'm sure, as you know, we just had an election come through. And there's been a lot of drama with social media income throughout the election because they are banning TikTok. So the income is not quite what people say it is, where you make hundreds of thousands of dollars on social media. It's more like $10.
Okay. So you're telling me it's a hobby. Is that what you're saying to me? Yeah, it's a hobby.
Yeah, it's significantly less than what they're saying, especially because there's a TikTok ban coming up in just a couple months. So TikTok has been restricting American users on it.
Okay.
Which is okay.
Well, look, continued success, Bella. It's a wonderful TikTok page. We played just a clip of it there, and I'm sure people can go to it, by the way. It's at Mrs. Bella Blake, and that's Mrs. MRS, Mrs. Bella Blake, if you want to go on Instagram and on TikTok. By the way, do you have many followers on Instagram?
Like 25,000, I think.
Yeah, that's a hard one to crack, isn't it, Instagram? Yeah, I mean, Instagram is specific.
Well, I only post on there once a month. I'll upload all of my videos at once a month on Instagram. I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not good at Instagram either. I do Twitter. I'm okay at that. I do quite well there, but I'm not good at, and TikTok, I just haven't been able to crack that because all my videos look the same. It's just me sitting behind a desk talking. So, I mean, they don't do too well, unfortunately. But look, continued success of yours. That one there, by the way, about that. And we were talking about that story going back a couple of months ago when it came out first with that girl who wants to do the world's biggest gangbang, which is 1,000 men in 24 hours. I don't even know how that's possible, by the way. But she's going to do 1,000 men in 24 hours. It is horrifying. Yeah. And as I keep saying, I'm sure her parents are proud of the wonderful daughter that she is. But look, maybe she needs intervention. I don't know. Maybe she does need some sort of intervention.
Prayers
is what she needs. You're right, Bella. Bella, it's been lovely talking to you. People, please go to her TikTok. It's at Mrs. Bella Blake. It's BelleBlake. And it's Mrs. MRS at the start of it, okay? Thank you very much indeed, Bella. And I appreciate you coming on the air and talking to us.
Thank you.
There you go. Another great TikToker. I know it's only talking about social media earlier on. Listen, thank you very much indeed to everybody, by the way, who joined us tonight. Everybody got involved in the show. We really appreciate it. Remember, it's your show. You, the listeners, is what make this show. I'm only the referee. Thank you. We shall talk to you again tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Enda Murphy's on the way with some great love songs.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.